Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart, and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. And today we are talking about how to stop feeling meh in your business and how to get that fire back in your belly. And this is one of my favorite topics to talk about and is really, really current for me. So does this sound familiar? You are a female founder, a female entrepreneur, and you're doing all right. Business is ticking along pretty well. You've got some good clients, you've got a good team around you, you've got a good setup, you're not dropping any major balls, kids are all fed. All that stuff is ticking along pretty well. You've got a good reputation. You've got a pretty steady income as well. And you've got a lot to be thankful for. You know, you're very, very conscious that you have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be grateful for. And you're by no means disparaging everything you've built. And yet, it doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel like you thought it would do. Getting to this stage in your business, you're not excited. You're just feeling a bit disconnected, a bit discombobulated. Maybe that means that the lows aren't quite as crushing. You know, everything isn't as life or death as it was when you first set up. But what that also means is that the highs aren't as thrilling. You know, you don't get the highs don't feel as sweet anymore, like you've won in every single high that you have. Maybe you're feeling a little bit beige, a little bit bland, that little bit meh. Or maybe you're feeling a little bit woolly, a little bit rudderless, like you're drifting through what you're doing. You're kind of calling it in. Maybe you're going through the motions on autopilot, which is good in some ways, right? But it just doesn't feel right to you. And if you're really and truly honest with yourself, you're probably a bit stuck in your comfort zone. And if you're really honest, you're playing it a little bit safe and not making the big moves that you know that you are capable of. And I said this is a really, really current one at the moment, because this is the story of one of my clients. Let's call her Jen. It isn't her name, but let's call her Jen to protect her anonymity. She came to me this week with a very, very similar story. And I've been working with Jen for a couple of years now, and she came to the office and I made her a coffee and she sat down on the sofa. And I said, okay, so let's have a catch up. What do you want to talk about today? And she kind of sat back and she sipped her coffee and she said, don't know, mate. I'm all right, to be honest. And I've been working with Jen for a couple of years now, and I know that as a sign for her that, yeah, everything is all right, but she doesn't want all right. And it's a sign that she's feeling a bit disconnected, a bit woolly, a bit meh. And I know that the highest version of Jen is that she is feeling absolutely on fire and on purpose and making a difference. So we ended up doing an exercise, a purpose exercise, calling Unlocking the Great Leader Within, which was all about connecting to her authentic self. And I laid out a ladder, a physical ladder, well, not a literal ladder, but I can't think what the word was, but I laid off a ladder model onto the floor and I took her through the exercise. And as we were going through the exercise, I could see the fire starting to come back. I could see the light behind her eyes coming back. And she remembered who she is and what she does and why she is absolutely brilliant. And it was just wonderful. And we talked about unicorns at one point. And by the time she'd come down the back of the ladder and finished the exercise and was standing there looking at everything that she'd just been able to articulate and reconnected with, we both had goosebumps and tingles. And she skipped out of here just ready to set the world on fire again. We just had those goosebumps about her mission. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. My name is Claire Ackers. I'm an authenticity coach. I work with female founders to help them rip up the rule book and to grow aligned, impactful companies. And I've got the t-shirt when it comes to feeling meh. So my first company looked brilliant on paper. My accountant was very, very happy with me. But it was somebody else's version of success. And it was only when I had the guts, the bravery, the audacity to rip up the rule book and to stop waiting for anybody else's permission and to dare greatly. And this is a journey that I am still on. It's only when I gave myself permission to be all that I could possibly be that my soul set on fire and I realized how possible and how important and how joyful and how electric it is to build an aligned, values-led business. And I've been working with female entrepreneurs on this stuff for many, many years now. And I strongly believe that if you have been brave enough and bold enough and audacious enough to launch a company, you might as well make it count. So many women come to me because they are feeling meh and lost and discombobulated and disconnected and like they've lost the mojo. And they don't know how to get that fire back and step into being all that they can be. And we need to talk about this stuff because it is important. Because it doesn't have to be this way. And I've got some tips for you, which I'm going to share right now. 10 tips on 10 things, 10 strategies, 10 tactics that you can do right now to start to get that fire back if you have been feeling like this and if you've resonated with everything that I have shared so far. So on we go. Number one is leaning into your niche. It bears repeating because you've got to lean into your niche. Go niche, go niche, go niche. Stop trying to appeal broadly to many, many people, thinking that's going to make you more successful, more wealthy, or even happier. Instead, go all in on your passions. It's the difference between being in your comfort zone, also known as your zone of excellence, because that feels comfortable, it feels safe, you've got a good reputation, you know what you're doing, and having the guts to lean into your zone of genius, because that is where the magic happens, in that zone of genius. Create your own lane, revel in being different, and just find and do and execute and play with the work that doesn't feel like work. That is your niche. Number two is to be unfettered and find your voice. Speak your truth. Go there and speak your truth. Find the truth that feels like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You can't do it. You can do it for a little while, but eventually if you let go of that beach ball, it's going to jump out the water, come out and smack you in your face. And I want you to tap into the things you want to talk about that you're so passionate about like that, that you just can't hold it back. Find your voice, be unapologetic with it. Tell the unbridled truth. Because the world, it has enough fence sitters. You know, you set up your business to be different and have an impact and make a difference. So lean into that and have some fun with it. Number three is taking some time alone. This is really hard because I know you are doing all the things. You know, you've probably got a family to look after. You've probably got a marriage that you're trying to keep alive, as well as all the business stuff. But take some time alone and jealously guard that. Put a big lump of bubble wrap around that time and just protect it. Carve out that time, because in this time alone, in this time with no agenda, no pressure, no purpose to it, that is where the magic comes in. This is where you will have the ideas that lets the magic come through and respect that time alone like it is your best paying client. Number four is unleashing your inner child. Creativity and those flashes of inspiration, they come through when you are embracing your inner child and being joyful and playful. I've got a three-year-old, my youngest is three, and she got a toy carrot at the weekend. And just watching her talking to this toy carrot and the personality and the backstory and the world she has created for this toy carrot called Carrotty, it's just incredible. And we need more playtime like that, where no, don't feel like anybody's judging us, and we've got that, we've got to be a grown up and very serious and professional. We need that joy time and that playtime to get those, that creativity and those flashes of inspiration. For me, that comes in wild swimming. You've got to find the place where your inner child can come forth and just play and be joyful. Number five is essential standards. Oh, I love essential standards. I love talking about these. And it's all about what you are willing to tolerate. The enemy of greatness is goodness. I haven't quite said that right, but you get what I mean. The enemy of great is good. And it's all about what you're willing to tolerate and those essential standards and those non-negotiables. Choosing your essential standards, what you are willing to stand for, and then living those every day. Honoring them, it reaffirms who you are and your mission and why you're doing this. And also it brings a powerful consistency to your work, which in turn leads to you being unstoppable and you having amazing results. So get your essential standards. And then number six is about getting really clear on your values, your core values, and then what lights you up when you align with those. And then also being clear on what triggers those essential values. So values, all values are, is something being clear on what is dear to you. You know, if we cut you down the middle, your values will be running through you like a stick of rock. It's just who you are. Values are who you are, what you stand for, and then having the courage to live those every day. And when you align to those, it allows you to stand in your power and your authority, and you become magnetic and attract all this really, really good stuff to you. You become a lighthouse. And when you are angry or scared or stressed, come back to those values, because I will bet you everything that somebody or something has trampled on those values. And when you are clear on what they are, you can do something about it and you can honor them. So get clear on your values. Number seven is owning your shit. And as well as owning your shit, refusing to take on other people's shit. So what is owning your shit? It is taking ownership and accountability for your part in situations. What you did, thought, felt, contributed to a situation, whether that's positive or negative. And then owning your shit is about apologizing, evolving, celebrating, or amending as appropriate in order to own your shit in this situation. And then drawing a boundary and being clear when you are being tempted or invited to take on other people's shit and refusing to do so. Try it. It is absolutely liberating. Number eight, this is a biggie, and I'll try and explain it as best I can, but it is being aware of when you are acting in shadow. So the key shadow, we're back to archetypes as well, if you saw or listened to last week's conversation. The shadow archetypes that I see in female entrepreneurs are the martyr, the victim, the child, and the prostitute. And I know prostitute is a strong word for many, so if you don't like that word, substitute it for the wounded feminine. Being aware of those shadow archetypes and how they are showing up in your work and your business. So the martyr, you might hear yourself saying things like, I suppose I'll have to do that then. the victim, you might hear yourself say something like, everything always goes wrong for me. When am I going to get a break? The child might be something like, it's not fair. It's not fair. Or the prostitute might be, well, I suppose I could do that. I suppose I could drop my rates, or I suppose I could work at the weekend just this once. And then once you are clear on the shadow worker types, be aware, and this is the empowering bit, be aware that you have a choice to show up in their illuminated partner. So being aware when you're in shadow and then making a choice to show up in their illuminated partner instead. So the illuminated ones are the lover, where you might say, it is safe for me to be myself and I will never compromise my values. The queen or the sovereign, you might hear yourself say something like, I know I am the source of my own power. The warrior, something like, I will do what it takes, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes in order to achieve my desires. And finally, the magician, I can pull rabbits out of hats and make things happen, and I have fun when I do it. So these are the illuminated archetypes. And I know this is a big topic I've just dropped in there. So if you thought, oh, this is interesting, drop me a note and we can have a further chat about that one. Okay, let's move on to number 9, which is letting go. Drop the rope. Stop trying to be everything. Here's a newsflash. You are not Superwoman. You cannot juggle all the balls. You can't win all the battles all of the time. And you can't control the outcome. And you can't force everything to happen. Just drop the rope. Let go. Don't wear it all like a hair shirt. And then finally, we have number 10, which is my favorite, which is all about being vulnerable. Because in vulnerability, we find connection. And for me, this is the true power of feminine energy and the secret weapon that women can have in their business. The true power of feminine energy and the ability to be vulnerable. Because in that vulnerability comes truth. It comes connection. There comes a deepening sense of self. And of course, that is where the fire comes from too. So if you've enjoyed this conversation this morning, you've got to come to my 5-day challenge next week. It's just for female entrepreneurs and it's called Power Up, Unlock Your Next Level. And it's a brand new, it's content I've never shared before that I've created especially for female entrepreneurs who want to grow authentic, aligned, impactful companies. And it's totally free. So I'm going to be teaching live Monday to Friday for 30 minutes a day. And if you have resonated with what I've been talking about today, I would love you to be there. There's a link to find out more and register in the notes for this conversation. And I'll drop a link into the thread as well, so you can follow that. But if you've heard this, if it's resonated, if you would like to get some fire back in your belly for your business, I would love you to be there. And thank you for being here today and being part of this conversation. And I will see you very soon. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.